Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station with the only man who knows everybody, John Gutierrez.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again.
What's that shirt you got on there?
It's a really cool shirt. We'll talk about it. I volunteered. Our special guest had a great event that we're going to go into, a mobile kitchen producing care packages for veterans. So we'll go more into this really cool shirt that I'm wearing today here. We have a special guest with us again here today. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. And with us today, we have Salvador Ramirez, Director of Corporate Affairs for Food for Less, Ralph's, and the Kroger company. And of course, he's a U.S. Marine veteran. So again, we want to thank him for his service. And not only that, thank him for everything he's doing with veterans out there through his programs at his organization. Welcome, Sal, to our show.
Thank you so much, John, for having me here today.
Yes, yes. So Salvador, Sal, he's been a member of our chamber. Last year, they sponsored our toy drive and they got involved with us. And he's invited us to several of their events. And we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into some great community programs that he's got going on. But most importantly, we wanted to start off, as everybody knows, the viewers, the listeners, we want to get to know Salvador a little bit. If you don't mind sharing with us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
So everybody can learn a little bit about you.
Sure. I live in the city of South El Monte. I grew up there, I want to say in mid-70s.
Okay.
My parents were both farm workers out of the Central Valley, Northern California. And so I grew up a little bit in Northern California in a little farm town called Arbuckle. Just about 50 miles north of Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
During one summer, mom says, let's go Southern California, closer to her mom's house. And she asked my dad, you know, she would really like to move a little bit closer to her mom, my grandmother. And my dad says, well, if I find a job locally, maybe we'll stay. And that's what happened. And that's how we ended up in El Monte.
Oh, so okay. Big change, there. Huh? From
big
the
change.
Small town to El Monte.
Going from a little small farm town to, you know, here in San Gabriel Valley, here in the LA area.
How old were you then? Do you remember?
I was about eight years old.
So that's
actually,
our...
you know what? I take that back. I was about, eight, 9 years old.
It's like first grade or something,
third,
right?
Third grade. And went to local schools, graduated from there and stayed there. Went to the military right after high school. And college after that, and but I always came back to El Monte. So I grew up there. I have a little boy, little girl, twins.
Nice.
9 year old. So that's how I remember. It's third grade. They're in third grade right now. So that's,
okay.
That's how I remember.
Shout out to the family listening. Saludos. Why the military, if you don't mind me asking? What made you decide the military? Is it someone in your family, or if somebody was a mentor of yours, or what made you decide to go that direction?
You know, that's I still don't have a really good answer for that one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe it was I'm a real sucker for really good commercials. And, you know, the Marine Corps always had the best commercials. They were the best. That's one of the reasons why I probably picked. But I could tell a lot of folks, going to school right after high school is an intelligent decision. You know, mm-hmm. whether it's a junior college or a university, it's a really intelligent decision to make. Mm-hmm. Choosing to join another branch of service, which we have the best armed forces in the world, mm-hmm. Or going to a trade school is a very logical decision to make for mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Exactly.
But to join the Marine Corps, it's beyond that. It's an emotional decision.
Really?
So it really has to be instinctive. It mm-hmm. has to be, you almost don't have a real answer for it. Mm-hmm. Other than you know you were, something inspires you to make that kind of a decision to join the Marine Corps. Very different from the other branches. That's really my answer. It's more of a gut instinct to why I made that commitment.
And from what it seems, it was a very good decision for you. From
Oh, absolutely. To this day, I still go back on what I learned. My experience through the military is really fundamentally who I am, whether it's just the day-to-day, or just making decision-making, right? Mm-hmm. Going through that decision-making process. that leadership skills and qualities that you do pick up while there is definitely fundamentally who I am now today.
That's great. Mm. And you also went into community college and you became an engineer, from my understanding.
Correct. When I ended my enlistment, I started attending the local junior college. I had some college credits already, so I just finished them off at the junior college and then ended up at Cal State Long Beach and then UC Davis. So
UC Davis, great school, huh, Paul?
By schooling, I'm an engineer, so yeah. I did engineering for many, many years.
Yeah. Why engineering? What made you decide?
You know, going back to what I know,
is it
right?
Math? You were really good at math or something? Because from what I hear, right?
You know, you have to. But yeah. By the time I realized I was too far into the degree, like, and I had to take all these math classes, I was too far into that I couldn't back out. So I might as well just finished it.
Okay.
But going back to why I chose engineering was during one of my classes, we had a guest speaker. Uh-huh. And he happens to be a Marine.
Oh, okay.
And because he was a Marine, I was paying attention. And so that inspired me to take that route.
Well, I'll say one thing while he's recovering his voice here.
Sorry.
I never heard it described as an emotional decision, the Marines in particular. And I think that's so well, I've known lots of Marines, and I wonder, there's something different about them. It isn't just, hey, there was an opportunity, or I wanted to go serve my country. There was something else there, and it continues. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Except for
absolutely. You know, I tell a lot of folks, being part of another branch is, I think it's phenomenal. It's great. It gives you a lot of experience, a lot of exposure. Really have a great time. That has to be inspired. It has to be a gut instinct to join the Marine Corps to really get the, like,
it's a brotherhood
the best out of,
or something.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a band of brothers. Or
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Greg Rath, a former, I think he still is the mayor of Mission Viejo. Formerly was the wing commander for the Marine Air Base here at El Toro. He talks about that. You know, this is just, it's something different.
We're different. We're
people
definitely
join
different.
The service, but Marines, it's like a calling.
Absolutely.
It's like the priesthood or something. I don't know. You're called to this thing here. Yeah, very strange.
Okay. Absolutely.
So share with us a little bit about, now you're at Kroger, right? What is corporate affairs for Kroger that you're doing now? If you don't mind sharing with us that.
So I have a very unique position at Kroger. I lead the corporate affairs team for Rouse Food for Less and Kroger here on in the West. And it's pretty diverse. It expands all the way to Illinois and a few stores out sprinkled out in Indiana as well. But in terms of corporate affairs, it's really just the division of government affairs. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a lot of policymakers, whether locally or at the state level, and even at the federal level as well. But it also has a couple other departments where it's the public affairs and the communications department, dealing with the media itself. So you have that, and then we have the Kroger Media Studios, very similar to what you have here. We have a team of producers and directors that put together our commercials and really just promoting our brand and our company. And, you know, while I'm not that realm, I'm not really familiar with, but I do have an opportunity to create the narrative there and to tell our story to our communities.
What made you decide to go to Kroger?
You know what? Going back to being a Marine, it's about mm-hmm. the mission, right? It's a mm-hmm. mission that I believe in. And Kroger was easy one, right? They have a great mission. It's all about zero hunger, zero waste. And it's a mission that I can definitely get behind. Yeah, absolutely.
Zero, what a slogan. Zero hunger, zero waste. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Aside from a great slogan, it's a great mission. And I can tell you that when it comes to zero hunger, you know, we fund a lot of the local food pantries, regional food banks. We help, you know, such as your chamber as well, mm-hmm. that do a lot of great work in our community. Ultimately, it's really, it's all about that zero hunger. I can tell you that last year alone, Kroger gave away over 27 million meals to folks.
Wow.
And those places where there's families in need. So in terms of what they do, they definitely put their money where their mouth is. It's a great mission and something that as a Marine I can believe in and I can follow and I can definitely be inspired by it. When it comes to the zero waste, so whatever we cannot donate or recycle, a lot of that food goes back to our headquarters out in Compton, and we have an anaerobic digester that produces energy. self-sustained in terms of energy-wise, where we can create our produce our own energy there. So
you say that so casually, and John's nodding. Does everybody know what an anaerobic digester is? You take this stuff, you don't burn it, you break it down.
Correct. So it's, again, it's getting back to be environmentally conscious, right? And
it's like creating biomass, right? Or biogas, absolutely, or something, right? Yeah.
Outside of the waste industry, and when I say this, there's a lot of companies that really, that's what they do, right? They take waste and they produce energy, and that is their sole mission. Well, we're a grocer. We're in the grocery industry. We're a grocer. But that says a lot about a company that also does that as well, and to reduce that carbon footprint, right?
So, because I assume they just throw it all away. I mean, the day-old bread that they can't give, you know, gets discounted at all the stores, and it's got to go somewhere. It's going to spoil, and some of it, thank God, gets donated to food pantries, and some of it gets discounted. But I always picture, I don't know, but I always picture giant trucks pulling up and just throwing this in the landfill or something.
You know, every store in our chain, every single store, at least once a week, and I'm just saying at least once a week, donates to a local food pantry or a regional food bank.
Which is really great.
On a weekly basis, right?
That's awesome.
So that's every single store in our system that does that. Some even up to four times a week, but at the very least once a week. And you can imagine how much food we donate. Aside from donating food, we help them with just their operating costs as well. We do a lot of philanthropy work.
Because I would think, you know, people say, well, of course they're going to donate it because it's going bad. No, there's an extra effort. There's extra cost to do it. It would probably be cheaper just to take it all in the back and burn it or throw it away.
And whatever cannot be recycled, it does go back to our anaerobic digester to produce that that energy for our distribution center and our headquarters out in Compton.
Well, I had a chance with Ruben Franco, our president, to go out and visit you. Thank you, by the way, for the invite to your corporate office in Compton. And that's where I got this really cool shirt. You guys help support, of course, USO, which is an organization helping military families and veterans. Can you elaborate a little bit about that whole project? Because I thought that was really cool. All the people volunteering, the mobile kitchen truck was really cool. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Aside from nationally, Kroger is a big supporter of the USO and just a really big supporter of our military families and our active duty members. Aside from that, I also get to personalize my role, and that is something that we can all as a company get behind of, and what the USO does for our active duty members. Kroger was a big sponsor of their mobile canteen. It's basically a big trailer converted into a kitchen. And so that trailer goes on tour to different active duty military installations, and we distribute, which you did, many of those care packages were given out to those members, and we're able to feed them, give them some lunch as well. So a couple of days after that event, I went out with them for a couple of days, and we were able to visit 29 Palms, which is a Marine Corps base.
There were some cool photos we posted on social media there.
And so for me, you know, it came full circle, right? That used to be my home at one time, and to be able to go back and give back to where one time I was there, right?
Talk about the history of the USO. I don't think most modern Americans appreciate it. My dad was a bomber pilot, World War II, always talked about the USO. More than just to give him a meal and a cup of coffee, it's somehow to give them a place when you're far away from home. That's some, Bob Hope touring with the USO and all that stuff.
Right. You know, I can tell you that the USO, what it means to veterans, and you know, as we sit here during this podcast, right, you know, we're having our water, sometimes our coffee, or we're in a position of comfort, right? And I can tell you while we're doing this interview, there's probably a soldier somewhere that is probably not in a position of comfort, or a Marine somewhere in a desert, right? Or a sailor somewhere on a ship.
In a foxhole somewhere on the front lines, yeah.
Well, for Marines, it's a fighting hole. For the Army, it's a foxhole.
Is that what it is? I didn't know.
Wow. I knew that was coming.
Wow. Okay. One's a hiding hole, one's a radio.
That's correct. You set me up for that one. I can't help myself sometimes. Okay. But
direct your letters to him, folks, all the Army veterans.
Well, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But what I'm telling you, the USO really brings that, especially for those folks that are not in the position of comfort, and they're making some really critical decisions for us, and not just for us, but for the nation, right? Having the USO come out to a site, or to whether it's, you know, in our country or abroad, it does give them that little sense of home or bring him something from home that tells that soldier, the Marine, that sailor, that we're not alone. They're not alone. So there's
or forgotten.
Correct. Yeah.
There was a lady at the event that went up there and spoke. I'm sure you know who she is. And it was really nice for her to have the care package from many years ago, mm-hmm. from when she received it. And it was just interesting to hear her story about how something that may seem so simple to us, because mm-hmm. we're packaging it as volunteers and we're putting it together, how she said it meant so much to her, right? The care packages are something that really matters to the soldiers.
Right, no, absolutely. She was in the Coast Guard, retired Coast Guard. So, you know, we all... Yeah, no, that was amazing. That was an amazing event. So thank you for coming out, John. So we couldn't do this without, you know, those volunteers. We had, I think, just a little 100 volunteers of our associates from our company. And we had a lot of other folks from the outside that came out to volunteer that day. So
do you search for volunteers here and there for events? I mean, I don't know. Do we announce that or
absolutely.
Let people know they can go to a website or something?
Luckily, I had you on my phone. So I texted you like, can you come out? And invited a lot of friends out to come out. And But it's making those connections with the community, those folks that they want to do something to help out those communities. And, you know, we're very definitely appreciative of that.
Can I ask you a tough question? I don't want to put you on the spot. Well, why is Kroger's a huge company?
It is.
You know, how many brands have you got? You got Food for Less, you got Ralph's, Kroger. You talked about at some point they're going through the process of acquiring Albertsons and other brands.
Wait, we're not supposed to talk about these things, Paul.
We're not okay.
Not yet.
All right. Well, I think it's kind of known that you guys are moving in direction and growing and bigger and bigger and bigger. I grew up, Kroger was a Midwestern company. Now it's everywhere. It owns brands out here in all across the country. Why spend so much effort trying to get into the community, into, you know, reach out and touch soldiers, touch people? Why is that such a mission? Is it just a feel-good thing, or is there a bigger purpose? I'm a marvel at that, because many corporations say, oh, yeah, we'll help stuff, but you guys really walk the walk.
No, absolutely, and it's going back to what you called it a slogan earlier, right? Zero hunger, zero waste, but we are definitely all about that, right? Aside from, we are in the people business, right? This is a business for people that serves people, that provides for people.
Yeah.
And so...
Because that's at the old-fashioned grocer when I was a kid, you know, before they had big chains. It was a people business.
Yeah. But, you know, Paul, to that point, when we went to visit at the Compton corporate office, you gave us a tour. By the way, thank you. We had a nice tour of the whole place. And I won't say her name, but I'm pretty sure she's tuning in. She made an interesting comment to me that one of the local community colleges you guys had helped out as far as providing, if I'm correct, there were like these... cards where they can go get food or something, the college students, right?
Correct.
We don't realize, you know, how tough it is for community college students. We don't realize...
There's a bunch of them homeless these days. Yeah, they're trying to go to school, and yet they're living out of a car.
So access to food is huge.
Absolutely. Probably about a month and a half ago, I went out to Cal State Fullerton. Cal State Fullerton has their own food pantry.
One of our partners, yeah.
That provides for those students that attend that school. Mm-hmm. So not only do we help them monetarily... for their food pantry that provides for their students on campus, but we also provide them with food. We also help other local food pantries that actually provide to that food pantry. During my visit, I was able to see some of the other products from other local food pantries that are also providing to them. So it complements what they're doing. They're looking after their community. They're looking after their students. It's unbelievable how many folks need that extra help for that meal.
Mm-hmm. Right, you wouldn't think otherwise. Gee, they're on campus here at UCI, or they're going to school. You think they're all taken care of? No, they're taking so much money. It costs so much to do that.
Well, I know we've had many guests on our podcast show, and in those topics, we talked about the whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, they would bring up how, for the low-income communities, it was really tough that a lot of those families and those kids were not going to school. Because a lot of those kids and families depended on the food from the school, right? That chocolate milk,
the
that
daily
nice
lunch,
little,
yeah.
Yeah, the daily lunch. And how that played such a huge effect in families. I know you also, in the pandemic, had a great story of No Kid Hungry. You won an award. Can you elaborate and share a little bit about that? Because I think it's a great story to share.
Sure. Thank you for that question. Yes, during that pandemic, everything shut down, right? People couldn't go out to places or go get their resources or their food, things like that, or they struggled with it. Either they lost their job. So Now they had some really tough decisions to make. And so I gathered a couple local leaders, and we put together, I was able to bridge and find a local food pantry that could help us out. Called up a lot of volunteers, let's put together some kind of a food drive here. Didn't really know where it was going, but we needed to do something. We started one, again, going back to being a Marine, right? Not too far from where I lived, there was a Marine Corps Reserve unit, and I called them up. I said, you know, I need your base. I need to borrow it for a day. And like, what are you going to do with it? I'm like, well, I'm thinking of doing some kind of a drive-through, a food drive for our community. And they said, absolutely, how can we help? And so aside from their having their own duties, they sent out about 80 Marines to come out to help on top of that, to volunteer their time. And
that's great.
I think on that day, that very first one, we served about a little over 2,000 vehicles.
Yeah.
So can you imagine how many folks were, some families were 4 or 5. And so every week I kept getting called like, can you do this over here? Can you go to different communities? And every week it just kind of got bigger and bigger. And
so you moved them around?
I moved it around. So okay. One of the things that, there's several food pantries in the area, but they're brick and mortar. They're permanent, right?
You got to get to them. Yeah.
Or I went to those communities. I brought them to the community. Food drive distribution kind of traveled all over different cities, and it just kind of got bigger and bigger. And I think No Kid Hungry, a nonprofit dedicated to child nutrition and feeding those children, recognized that I was given the privilege of being recognized as a No Kid Hungry Hero of the Year.
That is such a cool story, because let me tell you, I remember during the pandemic volunteering for some of these organizations that were doing this out here in Orange County, and it was great to see the food banks, which you guys donate to a lot, come in with these big trucks,
right,
and just dropping off pallets and pallets of food, and we're cutting open the boxes and the gallons of milk. And I mean, I'd come home pretty tired. My wife would be like, man, you get a workout.
I have to say, I was very proud of our systematic approach to that. It came to the point where we even had a forklift donated on a weekly basis.
How important that was.
And
oh, yeah.
If we didn't have the manpower, then it was very critical that we had a forklift, because, like you said, it was a lot of work. Every week I was waking up early, and, you know, not just me. It was a lot of other volunteers and a lot of friends that we were able to put that together. And that was very rewarding, and it was really nice to just kind of give back, especially during the time where there was a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shout out to all those who volunteered during the pandemic and continue to volunteer helping these kind of programs.
How do people get involved in any of this other than word of mouth? How do they find you? Is there organized efforts through your corporate affairs?
You got to go to the Kroger website.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where do you go? If people want to do, you're making me feel like this is a mission here. This isn't just a feel good or for the moment kind of thing here.
Did you not see my shirt, Paul?
I don't know.
I need to show it again?
I see these slogans all the time, and I wonder if it's really true or not. This sounds like it's really true. You guys are really putting this into practice here. I want to ride along. I want to help along here.
No, it's definitely true. We try to, and really part of my job is to identify those institutions that are doing some great work in the community, such as yourselves. And we try to be align with what you're doing, that also aligns with our mission as well. And reach and be able to reach out more people.
Well, we want to thank you guys, because first and foremost, I got to share a really cool story. Last year at our toy drive, of course, we always get different sponsors to support us, and we donate to different organizations in Santa Ana. And I had just met Sal through a friend of ours, Eric Osorio, who's part of our chamber. And Sal said, "Hey, I want to support. I want to sponsor." And I'll try to make it. And then, unfortunately, last minute, he couldn't make it. Something came up. He had to travel. And I said to him, "Hey, do you mind if other people can sit at your section that we had reserved for their office or for him?" And I said, one of them happens to be who's going to sing our national anthem, Alyssa, who was actually on our show here. Remember, Paul?
Yeah.
And her husband's a military veteran. And she sings a lot for a lot of, you know, events, especially with veterans, and he's a Marine. And so I remember texting you back and saying, "Hey, you know, if you're not going to attend, is it okay for these people?" And you said, "Hey, anybody you know, who's a veteran, is welcome to sit in my section, even though I'm not going to be there. And that was very nice of you, because, you know, it really, when I shared the story with them, with Alyssa and her husband, they were just like, that is so cool, John. You know, she sang our national anthem. She actually sang it here before the event. Remember,
pretty,
Paul?
Pretty amazing. Yeah,
yeah. She did an amazing job. So thank you for that. That means a lot, you know, Sal, because, you know, it's so cool to be able to give back, obviously, to those other veterans and military people.
But it goes families. To what this whole show is about. Mm-hmm. Our community is your community.
Exactly. Our community is your community. So thank you. I really appreciate supporting. I know you're also going to be supporting our Big Estrella Awards and our Youth Chamber, everything we're doing with the Youth Chamber. So, you know, that is something that for those of, you know, that have tuned into us before, our Youth Chamber does. A lot of them are, you know, scholarships that we're providing for low-income, you know, families or kids that are local. Some of them are Cal State Fullerton students. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you guys are already working with Cal State Fullerton, that is so cool, you know?
Yeah, no, we gladly support. I know you're doing a lot of great work. I know you're probably one of the top chambers out here.
We are the top chamber.
We talked about that a little bit earlier.
We are the top chamber. We don't get competitive. It's okay. We don't get.
You guys are doing
just like you don't get competitive with the whole Marine and Army, right? Like,
yeah, oh boy, he had to throw that one in. Yeah. One's a foxhole. Yeah.
What are you saying?
There's really no competition on that one. So you're right. We don't.
I knew he was going to say that. Yeah, we you know. There's so many chambers, there's so many organizations. People, you know, join for different reasons. I joined 13 years ago because I really felt like we were a family. And it was really about giving back to the community. So Erica shared what you guys were doing. I thought, wow, this is great. We'd love for them to get involved with what we're doing. And by the way, thank you for also doing what you're doing with us. I know you do it with Northern California. Our partners up there are Hispanic, you know, California Hispanic Chamber, Veronica and all them, and Julian and all them, right? So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we, like I said, my coverage area is pretty vast. Mm-hmm. During the holiday break, I went out to Chicago, a couple other cities out there, and we did a food distribution in 8-degree weather.
Wow. Right?
And so it wasn't indoors. It was
so
outside.
So this is nothing to you today. Today's nice compared to that.
It was. So, but I'm privileged to sit in this seat now where I'm at now. And I'm glad I'm able to make those
things happen. Anything coming up that you want to plug or promote? Any other special events?
Share a little bit maybe about the that was really cool, the car, the sports car.
Oh, yeah, you know,
and that whole program, that was really cool.
You know, a lot of people, again, going back to Kroger, it's really seen as a grocer in the grocery industry, but we also have a health department.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually
a health department for Kroger.
Yeah. It's really cool. So
Ralph's has pharmacies, right? And the head of the pharmacy department is a graduate from UC Irvine, so she's very biased towards UC Irvine. She's always out here.
Oh.
But
let's get her on the show here. We got to bring her over to UC.
But Kroger also has a NASCAR.
Yes.
A NASCAR?
Really? I got photos NASCAR? In it.
Oh,
Paul.
So, man, we
happen to be I don't know too much about NASCAR, but all I know is
the Daytona 500 and all those.
The Daytona 500 champs. And so we just had the NASCAR at our headquarters last week?
Yeah, last week. Yeah, it was really cool.
And so that car and that mobile unit, it's kind of like the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's a mobile clinic.
Yes.
So it's a big trailer that travels with the pharmacist. And we're going on to actually during this month of February, they will be out on tour to doing local health screenings for different communities, and they will be taking the NASCAR with them, so they'll be showcasing that.
Always walking, park it down here in the parking lot here. The UCI is a flight innovation
center. They're going to be here later in the month here in Irvine.
Because they're local, right? They're in Irvine.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
I remember he said that, the gentleman, when we got...
Bring the car by, we'll do another piece on
Paul,
the car.
Paul, you won't be able to get in and out of this car. As tiny as I am, as short as I am...
Really?
I got in, and let me tell you, it is super tight to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
No, he's kidding on that one because... So I got in the car, right? And I'm not a small guy, and I... barely fit. Like, I had to get shoved in there. Right?
Really? Yeah, because it's not
he
for comfort.
He gets in like no big deal.
He threw me in there. I just flew in there. And then he's making fun of me. And he's like, can you reach the pedals? And I'm like, really, Sal? I have it on video.
Wow,
he's like, can you reach the pedals? I'm like, yes, Sal, I can reach the pedals.
That was a fun day. Fun day.
It was a fun day. It was cool. It was really cool. You guys had a lot of your vendors there, right?
Correct.
And that was great. Like, how they, you know... I mean, obviously, your stores have so many I mean, vendors and so many products, right? So, so that was cool how they came out to support.
Yeah. So you'll be seeing that car and that mobile health unit out in different communities throughout the month of February, and so we're excited about that.
Well, we're gonna see you at our Estrella Awards April 6th at Disneyland Hotel, and you're gonna see that we put on the best gala ever. Northern California, I know you're listening. I know you were just at their event, and it's you know, it's a really fun event. I hope you come out, of course, with your whole team, and you guys enjoy yourselves. But again, thank you so much. I know we've run out of time because Paul's giving me the stinky eye already. But you know, thank you for everything you're doing. Not only, of course, as an organization for us at the Chamber, but obviously in the community for the veterans and the military families.
As a big part of our community.
It's a big, big part of our community. And I think most importantly, guys, I think what I hope everybody takes away is one of the things that really resonated for me when I went to their corporate office, and a lot of people spoke that day, is that you don't forget that there is a soldier somewhere sitting right now, like you said, that is in a very uncomfortable situation. And they're there for the
cold, frightened, far away from home.
Sacrifice. Yeah. I mean, I remember being in college and feeling homesick. And that's just college. You know, I was up at Chico State, 13 hours away.
Nobody's shooting at you.
You know, exactly. Nobody's shooting at us. There's no, but you feel homesick just that. So imagine being a soldier sitting out there. And so the fact that they're doing these care packages, that they're doing the mobile kitchen, that
canteen,
says a lot.
The mobile canteen.
So I do shop at my local Ralph's. Continue to shop at your local Ralph's. Kroger brands. I'm always looking at Kroger brands.
Food for
now.
Less.
You know, Food for Less, of course, a lot in Santana, where our chamber was started. Continue to support those that are supporting us, of course, also. Anything else, Sal, before we go?
No, thank you for having me. This is, again, thank you for the work that you're doing and for supporting us as well. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, we wish you all the best. I know you got to fly out today to Sacramento in a couple hours. So, Paul, we're pretty lucky to have Sal here, man. He leaves in about 4 hours
to
Sacramento.
Bugging him. I want
to
see the NASCAR racer. Yeah. I want to see the mobile kitchen.
We'll bring the NASCAR. We'll go on the road with the show.
Yeah.
All absolutely. Right, folks. Well, thank you again for tuning in to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Another great guest today with us, Salvador Ramirez, Director of Corporate Affairs at Food for Less, you know, Ralph's and Kroger, and of course, a U.S. Marine veteran. Thank you all for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. And again, don't forget, April 6th is our Estrella Awards. And continue to please follow us at OCHCC, both on our Instagram and on our Facebook. Sal, thank you for being here. Have a safe flight.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in and meet all the members of our community, the extended community. As we sponsored by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm stumbling today here. Too much stuff to get out. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.